Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 70. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, absolutely free, including the postage and handling.
Today, I'm going to be having one of the pieces of literature that the Lord gave me quite some time ago to be read, and then also to be placed on our website. We've been distributing this piece of literature for a long time, and if you'd like to have some for your church, or if you're a distributor of Alamo literature, well, then you can order as many as you like and distribute them. It is reputed to be one of the pieces of literature that has won many, many souls. We have a few letters also, but right now let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless, to anoint this service. Father, we ask that You pour out the anointing on this service. Fill my mouth with the very things that it is that You want said. Anything that I or anyone else could possibly say would be of no value. Only the things that You say in and through us will bring forth life. There's no one that can be led to the Lord but through the Holy Spirit, and I pray that You fill me with Your words and this message this evening. Lord, I ask that You open up with Your Spirit the spiritual mind of everyone and the spiritual eyes so that they're able to understand and that they'll be able to see and hear the things that the Spirit saith unto the churches. And Lord, You said You'd pour out Your Spirit upon all flesh, and You do that through people like myself, ministers of the gospel, that really believe Your word, that every literal part of it is literal, and every symbolic part of it has a literal meaning. Lord, that the church will be lifted up and made strong and stronger, and that the souls in the world will be able to recognize that You truly are the one and only God, and that Jesus, You're the one and only Savior, and that no one can keep the commandments unless You, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, enter them and keep them powerful as they continue on to the end. There's no one that can be saved unless they first get saved and continue to the end. Your word says, all those that continue to the end shall be saved. Lord, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody says, amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
Ashanti, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony, greetings of love, peace, and grace and happiness to you in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Prison Youth Fellowship of Ghana especially appreciates your favorable consideration, love, and concern you have for the work of God. Our reason of saying this to you is that Prison Youth Fellowship has received Christian books, Bibles, and many other Christian material items from your address. We are grateful to the Lord for the way He is using you as a blessing to many, winning more souls for Christ at this end time. May His holy name continue to be glorified through you in Christ. Prison Youth Fellowship of Ghana was formed 3 years ago to worship the Lord. This fellowship was formed to help the inmates of prisons to study the Bible and repent.
You know, a lot of people think that Africa is, you know, that people are still running around the jungles over there in loincloths. That's ridiculous. They've got big buildings. They have cities there just very much like New York, Detroit, Cleveland, and places like that. A lot of the people are there don't want to work in the fields anymore. Many of them are very educated, and they work in office buildings. And I asked them, what about the jungles over there? And they said, what jungles? We don't have any jungles over there. You must be talking about South America. So you hear all the, what about the people in deepest, darkest Africa? And by the way, they say that you can actually hear the tom-toms and watch the people dancing around a fire or something. But they said, that's ridiculous. Okay, so you can tell how intelligent these people are, you know? Amen?
Amen.
And how godly they are. A lot of them are university people, and they're moving into our church like crazy. They're asking for letters from us that they might move into our ministry down here to learn it more, even pastors. And I really thank and praise the Lord for, because they come here dressed in suits. They don't have loincloths on or anything like that. They don't bring any spears with them or torches and stuff like that, all right? They're dressed in suits and ties, and they realize that there's very few people in the world that are preaching the true gospel. They said they want to come here. This is where they feel the anointing. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to say anything unless it's directly from God himself. All right, then what?
Your literature has helped many inmates that they take Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior and come out of prison to become full Christians. Such people go out to witness Christ to the lost souls and bring them to Christ's kingdom. Churches, individuals, companies, and others donate items like Bibles and books to the fellowship to care for the inmates. We are appealing to you to help us with literature, Christian books, and Bibles to distribute to the inmates to study the Bible. Beloved, Prison Youth Fellowship is a northern sector. The head office is in Kumasi. We are working with 16 prisons, and we want every inmate to get a copy of the Bible and your literature.
The way we do that is if a person gets saved and they show an interest in reading the Bible, then we'll give them one. But just to distribute Bibles to people that have not yet committed themselves to the ministry or to the desire to learn, because I know before I was saved, I didn't want to read the Bible. And there was a complete change that came over me once I found out that God is real and he was very vibrant and how intelligent that he knows everything and knows everything that we're thinking. And that happens all the time with me. I might be beginning to say something, and then all of a sudden the Lord will say, no, don't say that. And I'll say, what is it then? And he'll tell me. And I'll go off in the direction that he wants me to go. So I know that he knows what I'm planning to say before I even say it. Now that really builds my faith all the time, you know?
Amen.
And if you get to know the Lord that well, and he's easy to know if you read his word, you'll know him more and more as you read his word. You'll get to know him, too. It takes time because he's vast. You're not going to learn him overnight. I've studied now for 41 years, and I have to keep reading because the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life, and I learn something new every time I read the Bible. Or when I hear testimonies like this, it just refreshes my mind and my spirit. And when I even read some of these pieces of literature that the Lord has given me before, it quickens my soul, and I just say, God, that is so beautiful, you know? It is so beautiful and so true. It just never ends. It's just like Bible. Okay, go right ahead some more.
We are praying and looking forward to hearing from you soon. Thanking you and all. Yours faithfully, Cameron from Ashanti, Ghana, Africa.
All right. We're going to have to start with this piece of literature, God's Strong Man. Okay, let's go.
Jesus came to destroy the world of doubt. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace with doubt on earth. I came not to send peace to doubters, but a sword, the word of God, which dissolves destructive doubt and builds eternal life, heals every disease, sickness, or infirmity, ends financial problems, and gives deliverance from all evil. For I am come to set a man who has faith at variance against his father who doubts, and the daughter who has faith against her mother who doubts God's word. And the daughter-in-law who has faith in God's word against her mother-in-law who doubts God's word. And a believer's foes shall be they of his own household, those who doubt. The Apostle Paul tells it like this, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness, believers, with unrighteousness, doubters? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, one who doubts God? John chapter 1, verse 1 describes the word of God as being one of the names of our Lord. Throughout the entire Bible, including Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, we know the word is God, and our Lord is the word of God. Jesus is the only one equipped to mediate God's thoughts with his merciful, faith-giving power, his instructions of life to us. Faith in God's word destroys the most dangerous, damning disease of all, which is doubt. That is why the Apostle Paul, in speaking of God's armor, exalts faith above all armor, above all taking the shield of faith, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus is the total, ultimate concept of God the Father. He is deity, speaking his own word of power, that we might, by faith, receive his power, the word of God, into ourselves. Jesus said, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit and life. With faith the size of one grain of mustard seed, Jesus said, "Not even one thing that God has promised those who believe will be impossible to you." The words that I speak, I do not speak of myself, but my Father who abides with me does these works. We can only become children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, the Word, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. However, the Apostle Paul stated, "In the latter times some shall depart from the faith." Jesus said, "He who loves me keeps my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make a place of abode with him." A person who says, "I know him," and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, a doubter, and the truth, the faith in God's word, is not in him.
Because him is the word of God. If you say you believe in him and you don't do what he says, he said, "You are my friends if you do everything I say." So you're not his friend, and you're certainly not a Christian, if you read the word and then defiantly refuse to do what he says. And so you're certainly a liar, and the truth is not in you if you read what he says and then don't do it. You don't believe in him. You doubt him, because he said, if you don't do what I say, you're not my friend, and you're not going to heaven. But one thing for sure you'll believe is if you don't do what he says, you'll go to hell and the lake of fire. And when you're there, you'll say, "Oh my God, it is true. His word was true." So you really don't believe in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ means to believe on the word of God. In other words, the scriptures could read, "Believe on the word of God and thou shalt be saved," the whole word of God. And believe on the whole word of God to do what he says and thou shalt be saved. But if you don't do what he says, it's the same as witchcraft. All right, go ahead.
So let us draw near by faith to God with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
True God, the word of God. Draw nigh to the whole word of God and be assured that it's true. All right, then what?
God said, "True strength is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, his word." The true strong man of God is filled with powerful faith through the Holy Spirit, the word of God. The strong man of God will not allow any doubt to enter his temple, because he fears the word of God, as the Apostle Paul stated, "But I keep my body under the subjection of the word of God, and bring it, my body, into subjection to the word of God, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful word of God, should be a castaway."
Oh, what does it mean to be under subjection of the word of God? That means that you see what he wants you to do and you do it. There's a false doctrine out today, very bad, that says we don't have to do any work. But the Apostle James says, "I'll show you my faith by my works." What kind of a God would that be, that he would give you all these instructions of what to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven and just tell you to sit idle and watch the Antichrist take over the whole world, or to see the Antichrist secular power to rule the world? The Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is not observed because the kingdom of God is within. And he says, when you go to preach to somebody, tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven means that we say that God's kingdom is an unchangeable kingdom, and his word is ruled by his kingdom and settled there, and that everything must be ruled in this world by the word of God. And that means religion has to be changed to salvation. And that means secular power must become spiritual, or every one of them are going to hell. Because the kingdom of God, this democracy and republicanism and all this, they change the laws, but God's law never changes. It's never going to change, and never will change, and never has changed. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so you must say that nothing has changed. It's the same, because God is a king, and kings don't let you change their laws. And he wants his will to be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. And he saved us to rule. We are to rule this world with the rod of iron, which is his word. We're not allowed to use carnal weapons, but we are to use his word. That's the rod of iron. His word is him. And so people should not feel that they have an inferiority complex to come up against the evils of this world. You're to come out bold, an ambassador from the kingdom of God, that we are the kingdom of God right here in this country, just the same as if you were an ambassador of the United States in Sweden, Poland, Czechoslovakia, any place. You are the United States there. You're not a Polak or a Polish person or an Italian or a Frenchman. but you are in that country as an ambassador of the United States of America. And I heard one man say, if somebody slaps you on the face when you're unsaved, well, that's an insult. But if somebody slaps the ambassador of the United States on the face when you're in Poland or any other country, that's an international incident, and that could cause war. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you smite a person from the kingdom of heaven, that's an international incident, and it's better than a millstone that is so powerful and big that it has to be driven by an ox, be hanged about your neck, and you cast into the water. Amen?
Amen.
Down into the very depths of the ocean. It's an international incident to persecute any of God's children, his ambassadors from the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Then stand up, Christians, and be counted for. Okay? If you're really an ambassador from the kingdom of heaven, don't go for this garbage that they're saying here. You are here to make sure that people believe you're to compel the gainsayer to enter into the house of the living God and to obey God. Because God is not a democracy or a Republican. He's not going to change. His word is the same, and you have to believe that in order to be able to penetrate that into other people's hearts and souls and minds. And the more you read the Bible, the more you're going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to go out there without being fully armed and armored with the word of God, because it's the same thing as entering into a war with atomic power to go out there with a paper hat and a little wooden sword and fighting this incredible atomic energy and so on. But the word of God is more powerful. God is more powerful than atomic energy and all the germ warfare and the chemical warfare and this whole evil system here on this earth. You're an ambassador from heaven with the word of God, and don't let anyone back you down. This kingdom here is here on earth now, and you make sure that more and more souls, judges, attorneys, presidents, kings, hear it and believe it and receive it and get saved and join the army of the Lord. It's very harmless. We're just here to save your soul. And so much for that. Now let's get back into the literature.
I keep my body under the subjection of the word of God and bring it, my body, into subjection to the word of God, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful word of God, should be a castaway.
Yeah, the faith makes you strong enough to stand up against all the wiles of this earth, this world system that's in this earth. And so you've got to be very strong in the Lord, and you can't go out there attempting to give the world something from the kingdom of heaven if you yourself don't have it. If you yourself don't believe what God says, well then, get out of the battlefield, because all you're doing is causing people to doubt. That's why the Lord says, suffer not a novice to teach or preach, because you can't go out there and teach unless you're fully armed with the word of God, the knowledge of God, unless you're fully armed and armored with his word. And it takes some time to learn it and to rightly divide it. And what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. And I don't care if you're a judge or you're the president of the United States. You have to kneel down before my God, and I'm an ambassador from him telling you, you better do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm not a person that is like what you call your average minister. I am really from the Lord. I come from the kingdom of heaven. I am an ambassador. I'm not saying I'm the only one. For sure, I don't believe I am. But I'm certainly one of the lively spots here on this earth that knows God and knows what you're supposed to do. And you better do it, President Bush, Mr. Cheney, and all you other folks in the White House, and you kings and Queen Elizabeth. You know very good and well. You have to take showers just like everybody else. Amen? You have to eat just like everybody else. You have to sleep just like everybody else. And you're going to have to stand before God just like everybody else. You're nothing more than a human being. You better come to your senses for your own good. All right, then what else?
Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful word of God, should be a castaway, should be bound by doubt, entered into by one plus seven evil spirits, and on my way to hell in the lake of fire. By doubting God's word, his Holy Spirit, all strong men are bound, and their temples, their bodies, are entered into.
No, it's God's temple, which are their bodies, is what? Entered into. Just like it says in 2 Thessalonians, for Satan would come and enter into the temple of God, and the people would then be saying that they are God, because Satan in them will be saying that. If God's in you, he'll be saying that he's in you. But if Satan's in you, the temple of God is not the temple of God anymore. You've made the temple of God. You've desecrated and allowed Satan to come back in. That's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So that's why Paul guarded God's temple, which is his body, and he would beat it black and blue. In other words, he'd do anything to just stay saved, because he knows that those that continue to the end only shall be saved. You dastn't give up your faith, because your faith is your ticket, the key into the kingdom of heaven. By faith you're saved, and not just for a day, but for every day of your life. Okay, then go ahead.
By doubting God's word, his Holy Spirit, all strong men are bound, and God's temple, which are their bodies, are entered with evil spirits from the legions of Satan. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2 states, when the Son of God, the Word of God, appears incarnate, he would have no form nor comeliness, and when we saw that he had no beauty, we denied him, doubted him. That is why Jesus said people could reject his physical appearance, the Son of Man, and eventually have eternal life if they repented, but not reject, doubt the words he spoke. To doubt or reject the word of God, life's Holy Spirit, the same words Christ, Moses, the prophets, and the apostles spoke, is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, which is unforgivable both in this world and in the world to come. Satan must first make the strong man of faith doubt before he can enter him. All humans have a stubborn mental attitude. Our flesh always wants to doubt. We need to remember that without faith it is impossible to please God. Satan knows this fact very well and uses every kind of persecution, including affliction, bondage with false accusations, poverty, and persecution of every variety, to cause the servant of Christ and the world to doubt God's holy word and God's very existence. If, because of these things, one catches the damning disease of doubt, he will be completely destroyed by the entering of satanic unclean spirits. It is the word of God's will to heal anyone whose will it is to be healed, which means those who desire to have faith in God's word rather than to doubt him. It is Christ's will to heal you. As Jesus said, be thou clean, have faith, believe, and receive healing by faith in his word. Jesus said, whosoever hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, Satan, comes and snatches away the word, the strong Holy Spirit which has been sown in his heart. This is that which was sown on the roadside, that which was sown upon the rock. This is he who hears the word and immediately accepts it with joy, becomes a strong man, becomes born again. But it, the word of God, has no root in him, except for a while. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately stumbles. He doubts, gets bound by Satan, is entered into by demons, then destroyed. That which was sown among thistles, this is he who hears the word, but worldly thoughts and the deception caused by riches choke the word, and it becomes fruitless. Again, he who doubts God's powerful holy word is bound, entered into, and condemned to an eternity in hell. God has spoken through the person of his Son. By faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus, therefore, is deity spoken out of and into our world. Jesus lived what he spoke. To doubt the truth, the word of God, is to accept with preference the lies of Satan. But the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, James chapter 5, verse 15.
Right, the Lord says, come and follow me. That means follow him in works as well. And the works, he says, all these signs will follow those that believe. That means you're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to preach the word. You're going to lay hands on the sick and afflicted, the blind, and they shall see, and the lame, and they shall walk. And so if you don't have these signs following you, as I do, then you need to study the word more. First of all, you need to get saved, not to go to some religion, because religions change all the time. But the word of God never changes. Remember that. Okay, then what?
Believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and both you and your household will be saved. Believe in him, and you and your household shall be saved, strong, not bound by Satan, entered into and plundered. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who does not believe, doubts, shall be condemned. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Just as my Father has sent me, I am also sending you. In every race there is both a starting and a finishing line. Why not start now before it's everlastingly too late? Those who continue in faith, doubting nothing in Christ to the end, shall be saved. The Apostle John wrote a letter to a group of strong men of faith. This statement was included: I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the body, the covetousness of the eyes, and the pride of material things. These things do not come from the Father, but from the world. Will you choose to be one of the world's many doubters and spend eternity in hell with them? Or will you choose
in hell in the lake of fire with them? Because death and hell should be cast into the lake of fire. Then what?
Or will you choose to be a man or woman of faith in God's powerful word, safely trusting in the word of God that created the heavens, the earth, and the fullness thereof, everything seen and unseen? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I pray that you will choose rightly and become a strong man or woman of God by saying this prayer in faith to the one who will dissolve every one of your doubts with his word.
All right, now say this prayer along with me. If you're in a motor vehicle and you can find a spot to park, park. Whatever you're doing, stop for a half a minute here or a minute and say this prayer to God with all your heart and soul. Say it right to God. You know, even when you breathe, he hears your breath. He knows the very intents of your heart. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. So now say this to him, though, and mean it with all your heart and soul. Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And, Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and read your Bible now, the King James Version, or the original Hebrew, or the Aramaic, and the Hellenic Greek, and start seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ask for my literature. You can get it at the website. I've got hundreds of pieces of literature and thousands of tapes that you can listen to, and we'll ship them to you free of charge.
Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 70.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.